Case number 9958, Gregory and Rita Stevens, southwest of East Lane, 1,850 feet northwest of Mulberry Knoll Road, being lots 6, 7, and 8, and 9 within Bayshore Hills Development. A variance from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Attorney?
Engineer. Each of you, just state your names and addresses for the record, please.
Greg Stevens, 2508 East Lane.
Arthur Jones, Becker Morgan Group. 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware, 19904.
Put your hands on the Bible, please. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Yep, start with that and they'll mark them, please.
Good evening. My name is Garth Jones. I'm with Becker Morgan Group, and I'm representing the application tonight on behalf of Greg and Rita Stevens, who are here in the audience to answer any questions you may have or fill in any blank spots that I may have left. The application tonight we're requesting two variances, one a 10-foot reduction in the front yard setback and a 10-foot reduction to the rear yard setback. We were actually here back in April of 2005 to request a 10-foot setback in the front yard, and we actually received that. Unfortunately, we didn't realize that there was a time frame on the variance, and the variance expired. So we were back here tonight to ask for both variances. What you have in your packet is a site plan that shows two houses that are proposed on the lot. A little background history. Greg and Rita Stevens bought this property back in 2003. At the time, it was four lots. They've actually gone through, prior to getting the first variance in 05, they went through a lot consolidation and combined the four lots into two. They've also gone through DENREC and gotten two alternative on-site septic systems approved, and they're actually here on the lot. These are two on-site septic systems that are approved for the lots. And basically we'll deal with the rear yard first. Back on your site plan, I've actually located three locations of the shoreline at various times. The blue line represents, on your site plan, the blue line actually represents the shoreline as depicted on a survey done in 1989. The green line represents the shoreline as shown on 2003 when Greg and Rita Stevens bought the property. And then the red line actually shows us the shoreline as it is now, a survey we did back earlier this year. When the house, there's an existing house on lot 8-9. And the original intention, the Stevenses were going to actually redo that house, and they've been through several plans to do that house, and they actually went to the county earlier this year to apply for a building permit to go ahead and remodel the house, and realized that due to the decks that are on the back of the house, that they no longer met the 20-foot setback in the rear. It's important to note that at the time when the house was built in 89, they didn't meet the 20-foot setback, but over time the shoreline has migrated and they no longer meet it. So the two houses that they're proposing on these lots, they will be no closer than they are now to the water. So we're not proposing to move the one house with the existing house. We're not proposing to move the new house any closer to the water. So that's important to note as well. And again, we're the physical house itself is not going to be up on the setback line. It's actually the issue of the deck, because you have one deck over top of another, so the county considered that to be a covered deck. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I don't know what else to add to it other than closest neighbors about a quarter mile away. The Stevens have talked to their neighbors in the area, and they have no objections to this. So we're asking, we believe, for the minimum setback for the front and back. Stevens do intend to demolish the existing house, like I say, build a new one in its place, and that will become their permanent residence. So.
Okay. Oh, Richard. Do we have any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Mr. Jones, I'd like to commend you on your preparation for addressing the standards.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Very well.
Were both of the variances granted the last time, or just one of the two?
Just the front yard was granted the first time.
And what has changed since that time to trigger the need for the rear variances? The erosion?
Well, like I said, now, well, yes. Over time, as you can see, the shoreline has migrated over time to what it is now by the red line shown on the site plan. Now, the Stevens have wanted, you know, within the last few years, they've actually has stabilized the shoreline with riprap, and they've also planted some seagrasses. There's a Phragmites issue that they've taken care of, and they've gone back and planted seagrasses in its place to further stabilize that. So hopefully, we, you know, there won't be a problem with the shoreline moving anymore. But again, when the house was built in 89, it met the 20-foot setback in the rear.
Okay, sure. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed all the standards for granting a variance. I make a motion we approve case number 9958.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9958. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number